I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever been in a staring contest? You know, when you are challenged to look at someone or something and stare at them and not blink? I remember playing this with my kids. Often I would show mercy and blink so they could feel the victory, the thrill of winning. I believe every follower of Jesus has a desire to see God's big picture. In fact, the psalmist said in Psalm 141, verse 8, "But my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death." The psalmist's eyes are fixed on God, the ruler, Sovereign Lord over all. Their gaze upon the Almighty brings refuge, comfort, protection, and life. The writer of Hebrews said this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith." He encouraged all believers to look, stare, gaze upon Jesus, who is the author, the pioneer and finisher, the perfecter of faith. We are to fix our eyes on Jesus. I've often heard Bible teachers refer to living the Christian life as a race. Jesus is at the finish line, our coach, cheering and encouraging us to run, to keep looking at Him in order to cross the finish line. You may have heard of runners who run and get distracted, either looking behind them or getting bumped. But once they get their eyes off the finish line, it becomes very difficult to run the race in order to win. We are instructed to fix our eyes on Jesus because when we do, we are focused on Him. We are looking for signals from Him. God has made each of us in His likeness, not to defeat or destroy us, but to enable us to know Him and to be empowered by Him. What messed things up in the Garden of Eden was that sin entered into the world through the disobedience of man. But God in His mercy gave His only Son Jesus while all of humanity was lost in sin. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. God's big picture was to create man so that man could have a relationship with Him. Sin brought death and separation from God, alienating man. But God in His love gave Jesus. Jesus paid the price for your sin, my sin, all of man's sin, so all who believe in Him will have everlasting life. The big picture? God desires to redeem and save mankind. He did this through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And to see God's big picture, it does take faith. Faith in Christ and receiving Him as your Savior and Lord. Get the right view. Seeing the world through God's eyes, God's big picture, my heart needs to be right with God. I need Him to be my Savior and Lord. It takes a step of faith. Have you trusted in Christ as your Savior and Lord? To see this world as God does, one must know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And when we get our hearts right, our vision will be corrected and changed. We'll begin to see things, this world, as God does. God's big picture. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.